Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everyone. Happy Friday. I'm JC.
And I'm Chelsea.
And this is our friend, Kristen.
I'm back.
She's back, ladies and gentlemen. We were like, wait, we can't stop talking. We want to record another podcast. So here we are.
We recorded it before we got your feedback. So sorry if everyone was like, please do not have Kristen back a lot again.
Imagine. She was the worst guest. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, right.
She's back for more. We got some Olipops and we're ready for a round two.
If there's one thing about our close friends is that they sometimes our listeners would rather have them than us.
Never.
It's true. No, it's
and
true.
If it's another
it's
thing.
Good. It's a testament to us picking good friends.
And that's what I said at Leif's birthday thing. I'm like, not to make this about me, but I pick the best people. Yeah. I know the best people. I have the best friends ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really do have the best friends.
So we're going to do our, you know, this is usually our advice episode. And we're still kind of doing that. But we'll also talk about other topics. So get ready. We're basically talking about all the things that we wanted to also talk about with Kristen in our previous episode that we forgot about or didn't get to because we were talking for hours. So anywho, can we start with something? Can we start with, do you believe in the phrase, if he wanted to, he would?
1,000,000%.
Hands down.
And
right?
I also believe in the phrase, the audacity. What is it that you always say, Chelsea?
If men have one thing, it's audacity.
Yes. If men have one thing, it's the freaking audacity.
The if he wanted to, he would thing. I'm forgetting what I saw recently on TikTok that was like, wow. Like, it was just more proof to add to the file of like, if this man wanted to, he would. Especially when it's bare minimum, like, he won't text me back because of this. I was like, if he wanted to send you a text, trust me, he would.
Yep. I've had some experiences.
Tell us about
men.
Your dating.
Yeah.
Tell us about your dating life, Kristen.
I really didn't have a dating life.
Awesome.
Yeah. I only had one serious relationship before Marcus. And then I had like a little bit of like just like flirting with some boys in college. And then I met Marcus.
For ho era.
I was in my ho era.
For 2 weeks before Marcus.
Yeah. For a couple of days. And then I met Marcus.
That's the worst part of pretty much. All of our friends got married when we were so
when
young.
When we were babies.
So whenever anyone's like, dating advice in the mid-20s, we're like, well, we need to recruit some friends who are still in their dating era.
Yeah.
I had horror stories with, like, boys in my high school, I would say. Like, like I look back and I'm like, okay, that was not okay.
Really?
Like, what?
Yes. Like, I remember one thing that has just, like, burned in my memory is that and this is what has made me have weird self-conscious body issues, I swear. But these boys would I don't even know how to explain it without physically doing it and showing you guys. But like they would take their hand in between a girl's thigh and slap it back and forth. So it'd be like jiggling like, bah, 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 like and like basically like to insinuate that they had fat thighs. And they would do that to me all the time. And like I started to become so insecure about my legs. Like, oh, my thighs are so big. Like
that blah, is blah, blah. Horrible. Absolutely
I remember not. Crying one day. And they were like, no, it's not us calling them you fat. It's just us like doing that for fun. I'm like, no.
Okay, either doing it way, to make it doesn't matter. Shake your hand out of my legs.
Yeah.
Oh, the things these boys did to me, they would pick up me up by my ankles. Like I couldn't move. So they would have me up in the air with my ankles and my hands on the ground and like run around.
I'm Kristen.
The most dehumanizing just imagine.
Literally a rotisserie chicken. Yes. Just laying.
Literally. Just a chicken not okay. with its head cut off running around on my hands.
Like, did you think it was funny or were you?
No, like, you know, you laugh because you're so shocked. You're just like.
You know what you do.
You know, honey. You laugh because you try to be a submissive woman. No, but seriously, yeah. I'm just like, wow.
That is not okay.
No.
In any regard. Speaking of. I guess bodies. I'm trying to find a segue, but a huge thing that we didn't talk about on the podcast with you last week was like your fitness journey and like postpartum and becoming a mom and like all of that stuff. And I feel like you, well, I don't feel like you did go through a massive transition with your body, which I'm sure if you are, you know, followers follow closely, they know that you went from being like super into fitness, working out every single day, to getting hit by a car and like withering away and literally not being able to do a single thing, to getting pregnant and then having the baby. You know, like your body went yes. through so much more than like even just an average person mm-hmm. that would get pregnant went through. What was that like?
It was.
How was that?
What was that for you?
It was actually, I was not expecting. The, how do I say it? The pregnancy, the shift and the change that it makes on your body. Like, I was not really expecting that to be a super hard part for me mentally. It was so hard for me. And I think it is because I had so many weight fluctuations over that year that I was just like, oh, subconsciously, I was like, wow, I got praised so much when I was so skinny after the accident. Just like, oh my gosh, you look amazing. Like,
goodbye. That was oh, so yeah. toxic.
Like, you are so skinny. Like, you look amazing. Tell us how. Like, you know, tell but in my how. Head, I'm like, obviously, I knew I was sick because I was actually sick. Like, I was way
not
underweight.
Tell us how. Yeah. Not a tutorial. How, get hit by a car.
Tell us your secrets. Yeah. Get hit by a car. Almost die. No, but I basically had no muscle in my whole body. Did you guys know that if you lay in bed for like 3 days without moving, like you lose like 50% of your muscle mass? It's something insane. Like your muscles atrophy so fast when you're bedridden.
Amazing.
And so like, I am so glad I had so much muscle on my body before the accident because I think that literally saved my life because I just became skin and bones afterwards. So I'm like, oh, my body probably ate up all those muscles. So that's
oh
good.
Oh my gosh. On but, a very, you just saying that actually, I didn't know that, but on a very small scale compared to that, when I was pregnant and super sick, I was pretty much on my couch. I couldn't even go on a walk. And I remember looking down at my legs and watching my muscle like literally disappear. It was like freaking me out. Like the way that my like legs would like move, like my quads. I'm like, oh, this is freaking me out. I'm scared of my.
Because everyone has muscle just walking around every day. Yeah. You know, it's just different when you're literally not doing a single thing. I'm sure it just like disintegrates.
And we were bedridden I could only get up to go to the bathroom. And that was probably like 2 months of like me just laying in bed. And so I lost all my muscle. I came to terms with the fact like I will never have that drive that I had like with fitness ever again, because I don't know if you guys listening have ever like had an injury or something like that, but it's like it makes working out which is already a chore kind of in your head. You have to like encourage yourself to work out. But when you're feeling pain on top of working out and you know you're going to be in pain, it's just like you do not want to work out. It's like, I was just like, I'm never going to work out again, probably. And so I got pregnant at that point when I was like so sick and I really didn't work out throughout my pregnancy. I like walked a little bit as much as I could, but I mean, not really possible because I was still recovering so much. So then after I had James, I was at this point where I had gained 55 pounds in my pregnancy and I was like so also so weak because I didn't have any muscle strength. I hadn't worked out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. That was like the first time ever that I was like, I feel like I hate my body. And I hate to say that, but I don't know. I want to be completely honest because I know a lot of women go through this. But I just felt so sad. And it's weird because I took like a few months off of like posting regularly on social media. And then by like month three, I started posting more. And that's when the comments started rolling in like, oh, like, so glad you're embracing your body. Like
no, those not embracing.
Those backhanded not compliments the confidence. Started coming in. But also those mean messages started coming in. And that's when I started. It was like an unhealthy click in my head. It was like, I have to get this weight off of me. Like, I must. Like, if I don't, I won't be happy. And I think that was like the saddest part was like, I thought in my head that I would not be happy until I hit my goal weight. And that is just now I just look back and I'm like, why? It's just so sad because mm-hmm. I was just so hard on myself. And I remember going to the gym and working out so hard and calling Marcus crying and being like, I just like, I don't know. What am I doing wrong? Like, I can't lose the weight. And like, I had friends that had recently also had babies and I felt like they were losing the weight so fast and it was so easy for them. And for me, it was just like, I felt like every day I was eating so well and I was working out so hard, but I just couldn't.
It was so frustrating. It was so daunting, I'm sure.
And I think the thing with postpartum too is like the timeline of everything is so present and it's such a thing. Like, I feel like in life you're, I don't know, when you're just like 20, 21 and it you're not as much like, okay, it's been, you know, this long since something happened, so I should be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, with postpartum,
it's so evident.
You
it's like
can literally compare to other people. Like, mm-hmm. I would literally go to other people who are the same, you know, like 14 weeks postpartum, I'd be like, where are they at?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Chelsea, I would do the same thing. It's horrible.
Feels so bad. Like, and then you're 6 months or you're, you know, whatever it is, like 5 months, 9 months, a year. And you're like, okay, where are they at now? Like, how do they have that? Like, how are they like that? Like, what are they doing? And you're like, okay, I've tried this. And then you see other people and it's just, you compare both ways because anytime I would see somebody who like, or would say something to me like, I'm here and I'm just feeling not the same as you and like whatever. I'm like, I'm looking at other people as well. And I'm also feeling bad for everybody else who feels this way because it sucks.
Yes. And it the most disturbing part of it all is like, I would never, ever think that a woman looks bad because she has extra weight on her. Like, I would never look at someone who just had a baby or anyone in general, obviously, but and be like, oh, like she has extra weight on her. Like, sucks to be her. Like, mm-hmm. I just always think, wow, beautiful, special, queen, magnificent. And then, but for me, I was like, oh, I was just picking apart every single thing. Just like, wow, I got stretch marks after I gave birth, which I was didn't know could happen. And just like all of these little things that I was just like so mean to myself about. And it got to the point where I was becoming obsessed and I was just like not happy. I was talking about it constantly. Marcus was just like, Kristen, it is the least important thing. It's the least interesting thing about you. It's the least important thing about you. You're beautiful.
Aww, that's so sweet.
And I would just cry and I'd just be like, no, I'm so unhappy. Like, I will do anything to feel like back to myself. I don't know if y'all have done this before, but I think it's kind of dangerous that since we've all like posted on social media for such a long amount of time, sometimes I go back to my old videos and like I'll compare myself now to how I was then. And I remember like going back and I would like screenshot things and be like, I used to be able to look like this. Like, it's not possible for me to look like this anymore. And I was just like so becoming so obsessed about it. And I don't even know what happened. I think just I think conversations with other women who had babies, I guess, helped me a lot. Like with my sister, she's like a very blunt person. And I was crying. I was doing a lot of crying. I was crying to her on the phone. I was like, when did you start feeling normal again? Like, I just don't feel normal. I don't recognize this person in the mirror. She's like, Kristen, you just had a baby 3 months ago. Like, why are you being so hard on yourself? Like, I went from just not caring at all. And then the 3 month mark hit. And I was like, wait.
Yes. That's like when it started. I was on the same path. It was like 3 or 4 months. Like, I feel like the 4 month is really. Because in the 3 month, it was like a little bit more like, okay, I just had a baby still. You know, you're still in the little like high of it. And then the 3 month to the 4 month, I was like, okay, whoa. It like all hit me.
Yes.
Of all the expectations and like, okay, time to kick it into gear and literally just spirals.
And I was, after I talked to my sister, I was like, okay, I am being really, really intense about this. Like I am being very hard on myself. And I was like, you know what? I am going to do this for myself. I'm not going to do this for how my pictures look on social media or how people perceive me or how people think I've lost the weight. Like, I genuinely want to get stronger and gain that muscle back that I lost from that traumatic accident. And I want to get strong and healthy so I can be the best mom and wife and just an active, healthy person. And I think that when I had that perspective shift, like, I felt like everything started falling into place because then exercising didn't become such just like punishing myself. It just became like I'm doing something. I'm taking 30 minutes out of my day to work on myself for myself to be a better person. And it wasn't just like get in the gym, sweat as much as I can to lose as much weight as I can because it was just miserable that way. And I mean, I think that's one thing that I'm like scared about having our next baby. I'm just like, I do not want to go through that again. Like I was just so mean to myself, but now I'm smarter and wiser. I hope. Please remind me next time I'm in the postpartum phase to not be such a psycho. But yeah, it was really hard. It was, and being on social media did not make it any easier. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I was going to say that's very valid. I also would do that. Like people would like old TikToks of me and I would go back and it's like the same toxic thing of like, well, I can look like this. And my therapist was literally just telling me like a while ago, I was saying, oh, I used to have such like a good relationship with food and blah, blah, blah. And like, I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that. And he was like, we're not looking backwards. Like stop looking backwards. It's impossible to go backwards. So you need to look forward and like stop focusing on that. But it's so hard. I think when you're almost mourning this like version of you that you think is all that you are, but then you're also learning this like new person that's inside of you as well. That's like always been there. She's just waking up. Mm-hmm. She's just been abruptly woken up.
I just saw this. I think, I don't know if we talked about this before, but like a graphic or something saying like, find out your love languages basically. And then like treat yourself in that way, or I don't know how to say that, but basically if one of your top love languages is words of affirmation and then you're super mean to yourself and you have like very negative self-talk, it's like think of how much that will negatively impact you when like that's a big way that you receive love. And that like really stuck out to me because I just think, I mean, it can kind of be about anything in life. It doesn't have to just be postpartum, but it's like when you are being so hard on yourself, it just... It just makes your life so much worse and it makes you feel literally not loved. And it goes back to what we've talked about too, where it's like sometimes you get to a breaking point where you're like, okay, I've like been mean to myself for so long. Like, let's see what happens when I'm just accepting. Like mm-hmm. when I'm just like, kind of like you said, I'm just going to do this for me. Like this isn't for anyone else. Like I want to be healthy and strong and like, let's see where that takes me. And it pretty much always takes you much further than being mean to yourself ever will.
Yes. The perspective change is everything. And sometimes, I mean, it's normal to get into a negative headspace. We just need to learn how to get out of it and also reminding ourselves what actually matters. Because I think when we all remind ourselves, like, we would never care if our friend gained weight. Like, we would literally still think of them the exact same way. We wouldn't judge them, nothing. So, like, we have to remember that for ourselves as well.
100%. We're going to take a quick break to talk about Macy's. You heard it here first. Macy's has got you covered, especially, you know, you got your three words down. You got your personal style. You're honing in. Go check out Macy's. Keep your three words in mind, and there's going to be a bunch of stuff that you're going to love. For example, maybe you decided that one of your words is oversized. Maybe you can look for some chunky gold hoops or some oversized denim or maybe some oversized other accessories, whatever your little heart desires. So as the weather changes, Macy's has all the must-haves to replace your light summer looks and get you ready for fall and winter. Midi dresses and flattering hues and classic prints keep it cute through the evening chill. And if you want to add a little texture to your look, it's as easy as slipping on a chunky lug sole boot or a dark wash denim jacket. And you guys are going to be looking fresh at the holiday parties.
So for all the inspo you need, visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Like Chelsea said, they got boots. They have lots of shoe options at Macy's. I personally have gotten some UGG slippers from there, and they have really cute options. And if you need a little help figuring out your fall look, or you just need a pointer, pair up with Macy's personal stylist. They will help you put your look together either in store or from the comfort of your own home. Best of all, it's totally free, which we love. So head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's Macy's.com/personal stylist. You know, we're in our era right now of finding our personal style, figuring out what really speaks to us, being more intentional about our purchases. So if you're in the same era, go check out Macy's. Skin conditions like eczema, acne, and rosacea affect millions of people in the U.S., but the way they're treated is not working. And GladSkin is rethinking what caring for inflammatory skin condition looks like by working with your skin, not against it. This is a really, really great brand. GladSkin is a new category of skin treatment that is made for people of all ages with eczema-prone, acne-prone, and rosacea-prone skin. But what actually causes the itchiness, redness, inflammation, and discomfort in the skin? It's a disruption of the bacterial environment, also called the skin microbiome. My brother actually struggles a lot with like kind of that rosacea and just super inflamed, or like his face gets red. And he's currently on a church mission, but when he gets home, I'm definitely going to tell him to check out GladSkin because I think it could help him a ton. And also, this can help acne prone. You know, there's tons of different reasons, but sometimes if you're just feeling like your skin is having issues and it's getting inflamed, it's so frustrating. And I think this is definitely a brand worth looking into if that's the case for you. GladSkin specifically works to target the imbalance of your skin's microbiome, but unlike other skin brands and prescription medications, GladSkin uses MicroBalance, which is a revolutionary protein that restores the balance of the good and bad bacteria that live on your skin so it can finally heal.
It is so affected that 91% of users, adults and children, who tried their top-selling eczema cream reported significant improvement after just 7 days. GladSkin with MicroBalance is steroid-free, works without harsh ingredients, and is clinically proven to reduce eczema symptoms. It's even gentle enough for babies. I actually just started using their like makeup remover, and it is so like gentle on my skin. Sometimes I feel like makeup remover can be a little rough because you have to, I don't know, scrub so hard. But this was like a oil to milk, which was absolutely fantastic. And just my skin was very happy afterwards. So if you've been frustrated with your treatment options, don't wait to try GladSkin. They are offering our listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/whatwesaid. That's gladskin.com/whatwesaid. For 15% off plus free shipping, gladskin.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
So what's your, like, you started doing cycling. That kind of helped you get back into the flow of things. Like, what made, I mean, the perspective shift, obviously, but, like, what are the things you did physically, like, daily habits that were helpful?
I started doing spin class because I had done spin class a lot when we lived in California. And I got a spin bike. And I actually worked with the company, and I was like, I'm scared to like really do it because I just feel like I'm going to be bad because I haven't done it in so long. And I just started doing Peloton classes on my phone. So I would like set my phone up and do Peloton classes on my little spin bike. And they were so inspiring. Like, there are a few Peloton instructors that I love so much, and I swear I would cry. They were so motivational. I just feel so good after workout. And that was what really got me. I feel like that's what got like my endurance back up. And it just like got me used to working out and spending 20 to 30 minutes working out. And then it's also a really good workout if you need something low impact, like if you have bad knees or a bad back, because you're just like strength building, basically. You're just like, it's just low impact. So that happened. And then I actually got a surgery to get screws removed from my leg that were like giving me so much pain. And then after that, I was finally able to do like squats and lunges again, which I hadn't been able to do since the accident. And so then I got back into the gym doing like some like light weightlifting and stuff like that. And now I'm pretty much back to like being able to do most things except for like heavy squats on like the Smith bar or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. My knee will literally explode, I feel like.
Oh
but,
my gosh.
But other than that, I feel like I have freedom to like do whatever type of workout I want, which I never thought I would have that again. I'm so thankful for that.
It's amazing.
So awesome. Our bodies are insane. Like, I do not even get it.
I'm like, how did my femur just like fix itself?
It's crazy.
It just like fused back together.
No, that was so insane.
After shattering and ripping through my quad muscle.
Seriously.
And she's back.
She's back and better than ever. Someone also said, like, I'm 4 months postpartum and still feeling like my joy has been stripped away. I wanted my baby, though. I think that's like a very common thing that people will write in sometimes is like they want to get pregnant and they try to get pregnant and then they do and they have their baby, and then they feel guilty for like, or confused why, you know, they're feeling like not joyful or not like themselves. What tips and like advice or thoughts do you both have for that?
I felt the same way. I was like, oh, I'm never going to feel joy again. Like, I just felt like I completely lost my identity after I had a baby. I was just like, I didn't want to do anything that I normally liked doing, like baking, goodbye. I was like, I will never have time to bake again. I will never have time to do that kind of stuff. I think it's just, it's cliche, but it's like you have to give yourself time to settle into this massive change. A change that has completely altered every single aspect of your life. You have to just give yourself time to get used to it and settle into it and just know that you will feel better, but it's just going to take time. And it's just like discovering all this new responsibility, I think, was huge for me, not having the freedom that I used to have. Like, oh, let me just run to the store, do this, get my nails done, go hang out with this person. It's like, no. It's a whole different ball game and it's amazing. And I am right now, I'm like the happiest I've ever been. And I wish I could have told myself that at like 3 or 4 months postpartum when I was like in the trenches, yeah. You know?
I feel like that's very comforting to hear, even as someone who doesn't have kids, to know that like time really just makes everything better. I think in general, you know, time heals things and you'll just grow and it'll all be okay. But that's very good to know.
Yeah,
and
I know. You just figure out a rhythm.
Yeah, I was going to say time. I feel like every month postpartum, again, like from the, like you said, I feel like there got to be something with the 3 or 4 month mark. Something in the water.
Something not so good.
Yeah, something not so good. And I feel like every month since then, I'll like look back at the past month and how I've, and at my actions and thoughts. I'll be like, I was being a little crazy. Like I was being a little hard on myself and I was being a little wild child. Like I had the expectations that you have for yourself are absolutely crazy. But as time goes on, like you're a year and how old is James now?
He's 14 months.
Okay, 14 months postpartum. I'm almost 9 months postpartum. And literally every single month since the 3 month has gotten better than the last. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, okay, I don't know why I was so worried. It's getting better. You just got to keep doing your best. And it's just going to get better. Even with the different responsibilities, it's just such a shock. Your body's shocked. Your brain is shocked. Your heart is shocked. And so you have like this aftershock. Maybe that's what it is, the 3 month aftershock of everything. And then after that settles down, then you just get used to the new, you know, everything that's new. The responsibilities of it, the spontaneity, you know, is gone. But then you're just used to, you have a schedule and you just have it. And it's not like, so, oh my gosh, yesterday I didn't have a schedule. Today I do. It's like, okay, today, same as yesterday. I'm getting used to it. I'm getting better at it and I'm trying my best.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just get better with time. So hang in there. Love that, ladies.
What would you say is like your favorite self-care practice that you do to like have some time to yourself or to work on yourself? Or to just relax?
I hate to be that girl, but really going to the gym. And I think it's because it's time that I'm like away, I'm out of the house and I'm not distracted. Because even if I'm at home and I'm working out, like I know, like I'll go in and check on James and like, you know. Like,
okay, it's not the same. I have to say. Something about at home workouts. Like,
it's not the same.
I can't.
Like at the gym, like I can give myself 30 minutes to do what I need to do. And also you get endorphins. I swear it really makes me a better, happier person if I work out in the morning. Because I just feel like, okay, I started the day right. I feel good. I have energy. And I had me time where I can just like listen to my podcast, do my workout, and go home.
Only
and
what
present.
We said, right?
Yeah, oh, what podcast?
No, like actually, I only listen to y'all's podcast.
Okay, just verifying.
I've tried other ones and I just can't do it.
I think that like working out is absolutely self-care. That's, you know, sometimes we think of self-care as like, putting a face mask on and like taking a bubble bath, but working out is like very much a self-care practice.
Soul Cycle was my self-care and then they ripped it out of my hands.
Did Soul Cycle as a whole shut down or just the like location?
Just the location, I
think. Okay. Location, but there's not another one in Orange County. So.
Okay. Because I heard some sketch things about Soul Cycle.
Really?
Yeah. Did y'all hear about that?
No. What?
They basically ran a whole campaign about like,
oh, Peloton.
Yes, like give hand in your Peloton and like get a like a year free of SoulCycle.
I did see
and
that
people
actually.
People were just like, this is insane marketing. Like in a bad way.
Insane.
What? How can they even do that?
No. I don't know, but they were not getting great feedback, I feel like.
Good gosh.
And I thought they were supposed to be like the sweet
literally. Cycle I will class. Say when you're in there. Nothing but positive.
Oh, really?
There ain't no way you can be punishing yourself in there. Yeah, they're like, I don't even know what the kinds of things they say, but like.
Like so encouraging.
Yeah. Well, on the bike. Maybe not like, you know, in the lobby or something. But even in the lobby, they're super nice. At least the one I went to. But
the
it's very encouraging.
Me and JC used to go to Cycle House. Mm-hmm. They actually did shut down, but they were, they just destroyed your whole soul in that class. Like, you're A up and pedal, like screaming at you.
I feel like it wasn't as like, you can do this.
No.
It was like, just, get up, like you're stronger
than like that.
Like, very like.
Oh, they were so mean to you in there. Like you left like feeling like your ego is decrepit.
Honestly, maybe that's good.
Honestly, a good hit sometimes.
I need a hit to the ego every once in a while.
Same.
Like you thought you could do this? Try again.
Do you guys feel like, this episode is turning into me getting advice from you guys for one day when I have a child. But like someone asks what sets your soul on fire and like what you're passionate about, I guess. Do you guys feel like you're, I guess I'll start with my fear of motherhood. I get scared that like when I become a mom, I will lose like all motivation of like, my career basically and just be like that's not my priority anymore, which I think especially if you're someone who is the breadwinner or like you make most of the money or you work full time or whatever, like, and if you are a career oriented person, I don't know how many people relate to this, it's just how like my personal feelings is like, do you feel like having a kid made you more motivated in certain ways or like lost your spark for like creativity and your job and stuff like that?
I don't think it's either. I think it just makes you pare down and really figure out, okay, what am I actually passionate about and what am I going to pursue? Because you don't have time to be going off on like all these different directions.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I felt like it was so abundantly clear. Like it wasn't even me trying to. It's like now things are so abundantly clear if it's worth my time or not. Where I'm like, and if it's worth my time, I still love it and I want to go after it. But it's like when something's not worth my time, I'm just like, I can't be doing this.
That's probably easier to like say yes and no to things though, probably, which is nice.
It's true.
Oh yeah,
which I is have a great I excuse as well.
A shorter, yes, literally. I have such a shorter fuse about like people wasting my time or just like the things that I can get done in James's 2 hour nap. It's like I would have gotten done in a week before I had a baby because it's like you have such limited time and then they're up and it's like I feel lucky. I have a lot of help. I mean, Marcus is an amazing dad. My mom is in Nashville a lot helping us with James so that I can work. And I don't even think that's talked about enough. Like, the privilege of having help around, like,
Oh, tremendous.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I do not know what I would do. And Marcus's parents live in Nashville. They help us so much. We can drop James off and I can go run errands. And it's just, like, having people around you that are willing to help you. Like, I am 100% a believer in the village.
It takes. 100% takes a village.
And I just feel like maybe sometimes I just feel like people that don't have that help around, I'm like, yeah, you can 100%. You're valid in your feelings of overwhelmedness because it's a lot.
Well, yeah, you are trapped.
It's like you are trapped. Like, I don't know. My mom has been such a huge help and just having that support of people that you know are just like willing and able to help you when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
It just frees up your mind so much.
Yeah.
Do you also ever feel that trapped feeling where you're like, oh, wow, this is forever?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
I was going to say, or do you just love them so much that you like, that doesn't even like phase you because you're just like, duh.
No.
But like,
I feel, I definitely have the feeling sometimes of like, wow, like it
hits
me
at mealtime. I'm like, oh, I have to feed you literally for the rest of your life, pretty much until you're 18 and at least. But even then, who knows how long I'll be feeding you. I have to feed you every single meal. I don't even feed myself every single meal.
No, Chelsea, don't say that. I'm terrified.
No, you really do.
It was
breakfast,
actually probably
lunch,
the most
dinner,
shocking
and
thing.
Two snacks. It's just a lot of responsibility. And I think, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I never felt like, oh my gosh, this is forever. This is crazy.
I think it's similar to anything that feels like daunting that you have to do every day. Kind of similar to like working out if you really think about if I want to stay fit and healthy in this shape that I'm in for the rest of my life, I have to do a workout. I have to find time to work out every single day and most of the meals that I eat need to be healthier. If you think about it like that, it's like every day.
Right.
But you just take it one day at a time. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And then it's not as overwhelming.
But
then
of course
when you do,
the love overwhelms you and it's okay because you love that person so much.
Well, what do you feel like does like set your soul on fire now where you're like, oh, I'm so passionate about this?
Nothing.
It was all ruined.
It's not work anymore, which it used to be. Like I really did used to be obsessed with work. And I think like with Kristen Maid, for example, like after moving to Nashville, I was in such a depressed state. Like, I don't even think people know what I
Were
was
you still
really
pregnant
going through.
After?
Yes.
Oh,
when
okay.
I was pregnant with James, I was so depressed when we first moved and we couldn't find a house anywhere. And I just felt so unsettled. And
you were not well.
I was not
going against
well.
Every nesting instinct.
Oh, my surroundings affect me so much and just feeling like I wasn't going to be able to bring my baby into my home that I have made cozy and perfect. Like it killed me. Yeah. Absolutely.
Especially for you specifically. Yes. Like you are, again, homemaker only. No, but it's like
you are again, mommy.
You are alpha mommy.
You are mommy milker.
But it's true. It's like you also, I think, it's more jarring when you did have your own home that was so cozy like months prior and then you moved to a different state and now you don't have it. It's like, wait, I've already experienced like literally my own sanctuary and now I do not have that.
Yes.
Staying on Airbnb for months that's like none of my decor, all of it.
Yeah, it was hard. And it's like, yeah, it's a first world problem, but I think anybody would feel that way of like not feeling settled before you're bring a baby into this world for the first time. It's like that's when you want to feel the most cozy and settled and stable. And everything just felt so out of control. We went through like a nightmare situation with this house that we thought we were going to get. And it was just like it felt like everything was going wrong. And
I'm telling you, sometimes like I know the cliche saying when it rains, it pours. But I'm like, I swear sometimes it's just like things compile and compile and compile. And you're just like, how is this real?
Yes.
the worst.
I swear, I think I handled being hit by a car better than I handled moving to Nashville and not being able to find a house. I stayed more positive during the accident.
Oh my gosh.
Because, guys, I allowed myself to fully step into a negative headspace. Mm. I allowed myself to finally, not finally, like it's a good thing, but like I allowed myself to just complain about every single little inconvenience. Just say, I hate this, 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 and this. Like, I don't want this, this, and this. I'm so mad about this, which I had never done
that's
before.
The worst when
I would
that.
Usually try to just be like, but it's okay because we're alive and like we're safe and right. we're going to be okay again. But with this, you can ask Marcus. I was a nightmare.
I'm dead.
It was bad.
That's
bad.
Such an interesting, I'm like, scientists need to study this.
Literally.
But I wonder why that is. You know, because it's like such a jarring experience, obviously getting hit by a car and like all of the aftermath of that. And then like why when it's like it is still a big thing again, finding a house, being pregnant, wanting to nest, not being able to do so. But when it's not life threatening.
Well, I was going to say it's almost because it's more surface level. You're like, okay, this is annoying. But you probably do feel so much gratitude for living through that traumatic accident where you're just like, honestly, I'm just grateful for anything that happens at this point.
Yeah. I don't even know, but I was not okay.
That was...
But I always tell people, it takes 6 months to start feeling at home in a new place. It takes a year to actually feel like okay again, I think. Someone actually messaged me that when I was like going through all this. They were like... They told me that exact thing, and I just kept that in my head. I was like, okay.
Like a new city or
like a
new
city,
home?
A new home, okay. Like a new place. Like, especially I think they were saying like a new city, like you have to give yourself a year because you're just not going to feel at home in a place in the first few months. So now when people message me, because people message me a lot saying like, I just moved to like a new place or maybe like they moved to Nashville. Like, how did you like cope with like not feeling at home? And I'm like, give yourself a year.
Yes, literally a year.
Because I swear once it was the year mark, I'm like, oh, I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. I'm so cozy. I love it. So
I think that's key. It goes along with the theme of the episode, or maybe it was last episode, but like time heals it all. I'm sure you guys have seen those cute little star-shaped pimple patches. Bella Hadid wears them. I've seen Charlie D'Amelio wear them a ton. Lots of celebs and influencers. And that is Starface's best-selling Hydro Stars. So it's a 100% hydrocolloid pimple patch that helps reduce inflammation, absorb fluid, and shrink spots overnight. This might sound crazy, but Starface actually kind of makes you look forward, I don't know if that's the correct word, but to a breakout because you're like, I can just cover it with this cute star. And personally, I actually like that they have like shapes and they're cute and you can get them in different colors and stuff. Because some pimple patches are supposed to be non-detectable, but they are. You can see them still. And I actually kind of love that these are just like, yeah, I'm wearing a pimple patch, but it's almost like, I'm not even kidding, it's like trendy now to wear them. So it's vibe.
Chic.
Yeah.
It's making acne chic.
So they actually have their newest variation, Black Star, which is a cute new colorway that made its debut at New York Fashion Week last month as the first pimple patch to ever walk a runway, which is iconic.
And also, they don't just have pimple patches. Starface has also formulated an approachable line of skincare essentials so you can really build out a full routine. I love their mask. It is amazing. One of my favorites right now is definitely the Clear as Day SPF 46 as well. That's Starface's award-winning sunscreen, especially for acne-prone skin. So if you've ever been scared to wear sunscreen because it breaks you out or maybe like leaves you with a white cast, you're going to love this. It's lightweight, completely invisible, and filled with moisturizing and smoothing ingredients that won't clog your pores. Everything at Starface is dermatologist-tested, vegan, cruelty-free, and designed to make people feel cute and confident in their own skin. They also have their Outer Space Foaming Body Cleanser, a daily body wash that's made to hydrate and exfoliate, and their Super Sulfur Magic Mask. That's the one I was just talking about. It's a fun, effective face mask that treats and prevents breakouts. So you can shop the entire Starface collection at starface.world. And for a limited time, Starface is offering all What We Said listeners 15% off a one-time purchase at checkout. Just use the code What We Said. Again, that's code What We Said for 15% off a one-time purchase at starface.world. You can also find your favorite Starface products at Target, Walmart, CVS, and Amazon in the US, as well as Boots and Superdrug in the UK. Go check it out.
Away. What a great brand. I have used Away luggage for years and years and years. I'm talking back to the travel blogger days. I really love this company and they have so many great products. I personally have three of their suitcases, like a carry-on one, a bigger one for when I check bags. And also I have their duffel bag, which is so, so cute and perfect for road trips or just like weekend trips where you don't need that much stuff. Away offers a range of suitcases, bags, and other travel essentials made of different materials like polycarbonate and aluminum in a variety of colors and sizes. So whatever you're packing and wherever you're going, Away has luggage that will help make your next trip more seamless. All of Away's suitcases are built to last with durable, lightweight exteriors that can withstand even the roughest of baggage handlers. Every suitcase comes with an interior organization system that includes a built-in compression pad to help you pack more in and a hidden and removable laundry bag that separates your dirty clothes, which is awesome. I will say one of the best features of the Away suitcase are the 4 360-degree spinner wheels so that you don't have to like carry it behind you. You know, you can like push it in front of you or whatever. When I got my first Away suitcase and it had the wheels that could like go any direction, I remember
living the life of luxury.
Yes. And I remember just being like, I will never, ever, ever in my life use a suitcase that does not do this because it makes traveling so much easier.
We love our Away suitcases. I have my own, like, what's the big one called? Like a checked bag. And then the carry-on. Nick has one. Mine's like a really cute green and cream color, actually. And then Nick has the black ones. And we actually just got like the smaller carry-away. They have a regular carry-on and then a smaller carry-on. And we just got that for Case. And it's so cute. So we absolutely love our Aways. It makes traveling with a little baby very easy to be able to, like you said, like move that thing around and not
seamlessly.
Have to. Exactly. They also have a TSA-approved combination lock that keeps all of your belongings safe. And with the sleeve that slides over your suitcase, Away suitcases and bags work seamlessly together and move as one. So Away offers free shipping and returns on any non-personalized order within the contiguous US, Canada, and the UK. Plus, there's a 100-day free trial on everything Away makes. Take the product out on the road, live with it, travel with it, and even get lost with it for 100 days. If you decide that it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that period. No ifs, ands, or asterisks. So start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases and bags at awaytravel.com/whatwesaid. That is awaytravel.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out, you guys.
Are you ever going to post your birth story slash video? People are wondering.
Guys, I just straight up dropped the ball on that one.
Do you have a video of like literally him being put into your arms?
I have videos of everything. Us getting told that I had to get induced. Like and Marcus edited the whole video. And like, but right after I had James, Marcus like had the video all edited, ready to go. Like it's a super sweet video. But I was like very emotionally like weird, like right after I had James, like just like extremely protective over him.
And I was kind of the same way. I was like, really? You don't want to like do something that you would regret. It's yes. Like you'd rather not do it than do it.
Exactly. And Mark's like, okay, like, yeah, we can wait and post it like whenever you're ready. And I'm like, okay. I was like, I just like, I feel so like that is like a sacred experience to me. It was like giving birth to James. It was like an incredible experience. And I like wanted it just for myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's okay.
Totally.
But then I was like, no, it's fine. Like, I'm going to share it. And then I kept saying like, yeah, I'm going to post it. And then I just kept putting it off. And now people are like, where the heck is the freaking birth video?
The video doesn't exist. But here's the thing. So do you think you ever will or you're still? I feel like you're not going to. Like with the way you're speaking right now, it feels like probably not.
Like at this point now, I just feel like it'd be silly to because it's been so long. But people like, guys, I have not even told people what my birth experience was. Like, I haven't even talked about getting induced, like, anything.
Really?
I've never shared one piece.
Wait, you're joking.
I never shared a snippet of my birth story.
People don't know that, like, you got induced early and stuff like that?
No.
What?
I never shared anything. So I was like, I'm just going to wait for the birth video 14 months later.
The thing is, he's graduating from high school.
What do y'all think I should do? Should I post it?
I think you have no obligation at all. I think you should follow your gut. Like, if you're like, yeah, I don't care to post it, like, and if you truly think it's no big deal and you think it'd be fun and it's good memories, then great. But if you're still kind of like, I don't know, I just feel, then I say no.
I do still have that feeling of like, I don't know.
Yeah, then no. Here's what Chelsea and I are in our era of. If it's not a full body, like, yes, I want to do this, it's a no. Like, if you're even remotely just like, and that goes for literally buying clothes, buying furniture. If you're like, yeah, it's cute. No.
That's what I
mean. Like, not that. Unless you're obsessed.
I feel like that's
just
what
gave me a sense of peace. Yeah.
I feel like that's what I do with even pictures of Case, like online and stuff, because I was the same way when he was born. I was having this like crisis of like, oh my gosh, do I need to literally move away and like live in a secret house and never like show, you know, it's just overwhelming. And you're so protective, and all of a sudden you have all this like responsibility and you feel it. You feel the responsibility so heavy. But now I feel that I do that with pictures of Case. Like, if I'm like, okay, it just feels like I can post this and it's fine and it will like make people's day happier and, you know, see that cute little smile. And then sometimes I'm like, should I post this? And I'm like, the fact that I'm saying, should I post this? I'm not going to post it. And it's fine. The world doesn't need to see it. They don't. They really don't.
That's exactly how I feel. I just go with like my gut with like photos and videos. Yep. Like, I don't center my content around him, but also like I'll share a cute video or photo of him and it feels comfy and good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just whatever feels right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gut don't lie.
Yeah. The gut don't lie.
It doesn't.
Okay. We're going to end with, you know what time it is. Cleaning corner with Kristen.
Honestly, iconic.
But wait, our new thing has.
Oh
wait,
no,
just wait.
JC, I'm
just
scared. Wait.
It's gonna be like a fart noise.
No, it's not. Our segment. New segment. Cleaning corner with Kristen.
Woo!
Wait, turn off now.
Wait, that's awesome.
Isn't that so good?
Really cool.
There's more features, Chelsea. We need to like do a deep dive on all of them.
Oh my gosh.
So welcome to the cleaning section of today's episode, because Kristen is alpha mommy milker cleaner.
Kristen, you are the reason for the season. You are the reason that I ever even like started on my like restarted my cleaning journey.
Mm. Me
when
too.
We had that conversation in the car at Taco Bell after pickleball. Kristen was telling us all
that
of
changed
her,
y'all's life.
Like the 15 minutes in the morning and night or whatever that we were talking about. Ever since then, I feel like I've been way better at cleaning. Well, minus the 4 months postpartum where we don't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
But
we don't talk about the trenches.
Yeah.
Talk about I'm the worst friend also. Like, never came over to clean. That's horrifying.
Never came over to clean?
Like, I should be like coming over and cleaning your house.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, yeah, never did. Now that I'm thinking about
you're
it.
Like, oh, you're welcome to come over tomorrow.
You know what I feel like? Hindsight, whenever, like, I just feel like this so often in life. Like, especially if I go through something and someone else has gone through it, and I realize, I'm like, wait, even my infertility stuff, like girls who I knew before who would like be going through that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, that's sad. And then like what happens to you, you're like, that is so sad. Like that is like,
you don't realize the gravity of
yes.
it.
And and I don't know what it's like at this point to have a kid, but I feel like I'll feel like that where I'm like, I did nothing to help. Awesome.
That's how I felt.
100%. I think I told you that when I called you to tell you I was pregnant. I was like, I'm a horrible friend. Like,
I was just like, I am trash.
But you also don't, like, I never was like to people who haven't been pregnant. I'm never like, wow. It never crosses your mind.
Mm-mm. That's good. You don't hold me to a high standard yet.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one thing called a meal train. It's like something you can do online. I didn't know about this till I moved to Nashville, but you can actually like create this little profile online and you as a friend can set up like a meal train for your friend that's like in the hospital or like going through something hard, just had a baby, whatever. And people can sign up for dates and like say what meal they're bringing. And it's really cool. I feel like a lot of people use that in Nashville. And I'm like, I would definitely continue using that.
Yeah. That is
more people need to know about that.
That's meal train. I was going to say too, like this is a random thing, but when someone has a baby, like people ask, like, what should I do for my friend or like my sister who just had a baby? And your first thought is to like go over and hold the baby for them so they can go do stuff. But like those first couple weeks, like you want to hold your own baby.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do anything else. You need to go over there, resist the temptation to hold the baby and say like, what else do you need? Like you hold your baby and I'll go make your bed or like I'll go, you know, do something else. Because I feel like I saw someone say that on TikTok and I was like, that's such a good hack because I didn't even like think about that would be. You know, because everyone does want to just like, oh, I'll hold the baby for you. Like while you go take a shower or something. I mean, you do need to take a shower. You can put the baby down for that.
Yeah.
But like those first 2 weeks specifically, I feel like when you're in, literally can't even walk, first of all.
Like meals and laundry and cleaning.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yeah. Okay, back to the cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Cleaning course.
Yeah. So cleaning tips with Chris. Okay, so it's a new season. We did an episode, which we should have had you on for this one. The How to Clean Up Your Life episode. We just released that like a few weeks ago. About when a new season comes and you're just like, I want to like clean. I want to declutter. What are some like products, cleaning tips that you have for all the Valley Girls out there?
Okay. I still stand by my 20-minute cleanup at night. Like that is life-changing because there's just nothing worse than waking up, walking out, and just seeing a mess that you're like, ugh, I have to clean this up.
Nothing worse.
So I still stand by that. And then I just got a new wet mop. Wait, what is it called? A wet vacuum. Wait, something like that. It basically is a vacuum, but it's like spurting out water at the same time. It's like scrubbing your floors while it's vacuuming. And it is, have you guys ever seen the Bissell little green machine where it's like you do your couch and all the dirty water is coming out of your couch?
Yes.
It's like that, but for your hardwood floors. And it.
I literally just got rid of mine.
You're kidding. Is it the Tinico one?
No, it's Bissell.
Maybe you just got rid of your Bissell green machine?
No, it's like a vacuum, but it's for like rugs and carpets, I think.
Okay. No, this one's for hardwood specifically.
I don't think
you all need it. Because mopping was the one thing that I just hated doing. And I had like a Swiffer and I felt like I was sweating.
The Swiffer is not it.
The Swiffer pisses me off.
No, it is.
I will come for Swiffer right now. The pad coming out of the little holes. No. You have to stick your finger into the
nasty
freaking
holes and it literally hurts.
It hurts.
It literally pinches you. And it also does not do its job.
No.
No,
it does Swiffer, not do its you're job. Done. Swiffer is canceled. And hello to the wet vacuum. Because it
How
is
often
so
do you
good.
Do that?
I know me. I'm a little bit much.
Literally 2 times a day?
Well, every other day usually.
Kristen, that's how your house is so clean. Do you ever have someone like someone come clean your house or you just do everything?
Yes, I actually just did hire somebody to come do a deep clean once a month.
Okay.
So like the toilets and stuff, like I'm just like really good at keeping like the main area like super clean and fresh feeling. But sometimes I'm like, feel overwhelmed by like the deep cleaning needs of my house. So I'm really happy with that. But, you know, I feel very affected if my house is not clean.
I swear the older I get, the more. I never was a clean person. Like growing up, my room, disastrous. Chelsea's room, disastrous. I can confirm. Both of our rooms were always a train wreck. Like clothes everywhere, stuff everywhere. And I don't know what it is. The older I get, I'm like, I cannot function if like stuff is everywhere. It stresses me out so bad.
Like I won't go to sleep with dishes in the sink.
No, I will, but
I'm like, I'm up all night dreaming about them. No, but Marcus does all of our dishes and like I will cook and he always cleans up. Like I will not clean up food that I've cooked. That's like our rule.
That's really good.
So, because I hate dishes. That's my main thing. Cleaning the dishes and cleaning the stove are my two least favorite.
Same. I absolutely hate doing dishes. I think that's the number one worst thing in the world. I'd way rather, because people always say like, oh, dishes or laundry. I'd way rather do laundry.
Oh, I do laundry every day.
No, I hate laundry way more than dishes.
Really?
I hate laundry. Except for this last week, actually. I take that back. Before this week, because I started doing the Marie Kondo.
I saw that.
And when I fold my clothes now, it's actually like therapeutic.
Okay.
Because I have a certain way that I fold everything.
That's
now
amazing.
I like it. So I've turned a new leaf.
I think that on that note of Marie Kondo, I purge my clothes once a month. Like I get rid of a ton of clothes once a month.
Yeah.
Because you guys important. Like know the PR that comes in and just like if you work with a brand and they send you so many clothes or like – I mean, even my mom, I'm like, Mom, you got to purge your clothes. Like
everyone needs to purge their closet.
Yes.
Literally, if you get one new thing, you got to get rid of something like.
I bet you everybody who's listening has 10 things right now that they're looking at in their closet if you're in your room or that you can go home and look at in your closet that you've not touched in years.
Yes.
Get rid of it.
That's what I say when I have a friend come over, like when one of my girlfriends comes over, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go pick out 10 things from my closet that I know I'm not going to wear. Ask her if she wants it. If not, I'll give it to Don. Goodwill or whatever it is. So
what kind of like cleaning product do you use just like on your counters and stuff?
I use, this might be controversial, Young Living, it's like, I know it's like an MLM and it's like very, like people hate it, but.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I have their.
Like Thieves?
Yes, it's okay. Thieves. I think I made you a bottle once, JC.
I think you did.
But it's like their cleaning concentrate. I'm sure you can like make it at home too with like vinegar and like essential oils. But basically it's like a concentrate that you put into some water and that's what I use. Because okay. I like that it's all natural.
Yeah, that's nice. And I feel like it smells really nice and fresh.
It smells so good.
I've been using...
Don't cancel me.
I've been using Safely, Kris Jenner and Chrissy Teigen's brand.
Oh, nice.
It smells pretty good. I like it, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Any more cleaning tips for us
before we end off? Just say, just always remember... It's like me getting the most inspirational I've gotten. Always remember, just do it now when you're thinking about it. Rather than letting things pile up. Because I feel like if you let your laundry pile up, then it is so much more daunting than doing a quick load, folding it and putting it away. Same with the kitchen, like dishes piled up in a nasty counter and like all that. Like that feels so much more daunting than just like cleaning up as you cook and then, you know, doing the dishes before you go to bed and look and running the dishwasher, waking up and having a clean kitchen.
100%. My grandpa's famous quote. Things done when first thought of need no further attention.
Nice. Mic drop.
My king.
My king. And I'm named after him. Thank you, Jerome.
Wait, what?
When neither of you actually know that fact. I'll tell you guys later. I am named after my grandpa.
Is your middle name?
No, his Jerome? His name is J.C. It's like JC. And then they wanted to make it like, I don't know, more feminine or something. So they named me JC. J-A-C-I. They
okay, made that
spelling.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. You didn't know that, Chelsea?
No, you've never told me.
You're kidding.
What was I supposed to ask you?
I'm like, wow.
Have you by chance been named after your grandpa?
Very rude of you. Well, thank you, Kristen, for coming on for a second episode.
We kept you all night.
I am actually honored. Like, I hope you're
Are we ready for a third? Are we ready for a third?
You're the most frequent guest now.
You're kidding.
Even over Tyson?
And now Tyson has his own podcast, he'll never be on again.
Yeah, he's
yep, he's canceled.
He's fled the nest.
No, we'll see. Kristen, you should start a podcast.
Yeah. Cleaning Corner with Kristen.
Yeah. Imagine it's all about cleaning.
And you can clean your soul, clean your life. Kristen.
Clean it up with Kristen.
Obsessed. Obsessed.
Chelsea's mouth is on the floor.
I would listen to that constantly.
You could have like, you could have just like a cozy podcast, like a literally continues to put you in a box. I'm like cleaning, cooking,
sweet, innocent, mommy milker.
Yeah, very innocent vibes. No, but yeah. I would love if you started a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We love you so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye, Kristen. You're canceled.
I am so sorry. I was zoning out.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.